place my feet on solid ground.
Oh, hallelujah, let's sing about it.
Makes me want to shout.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy
of all the glory.
Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Are you glad you're a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Are you glad He saved you?
Amen.
Are you glad He saved you to the uttermost?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother David said so many wonderful things last night.
Yes, sir.
But there's no high like the Most High.
Amen.
Aren't you glad about that tonight?
Yes,
a lot of people like to get high, but there's no high like the Most High.
Amen.
Turn around, shake somebody's hand this morning. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. Guys, I want you to play it with all your heart this morning. Let's sing some more of it. Play it like you believe. Charlie, what I think about the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to sing it like you believe it this morning. What happens when you think about the Lord? When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, fill me with His precious Holy Ghost.
When I think about the Lord,
oh yes, Lord,
how He picked me up, He turned me around, and He placed my feet on solid.
You're
welcome.
Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated for just a minute or two. Brother Daniel, if you'll get ready this morning to lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests this morning. Certainly want to pray for Brother Donnie, Brother Daryl, Brother Daniel as they're over in Illinois on a hunting trip. That the Lord just be with them. Give them a real good rest in their bodies. And may He give them just a real good time in the Lord. Just to pray that God will protect them. Continue to pray for Sister Sharon Ward. She's still in rehab this morning. Just really needs a touch from the Lord. Just really, really run down and weak, so weak in body that they're trying to get her strength back. So let's remember those folks this morning. Sister Judy Davis says, please remember Sister King in prayer. She'll be having surgery on a valve in her heart on Tuesday morning. She wants to thank everyone for praying for her after her fall. So we just commit Sister King unto the Lord and ask God to be mindful of her. This is a Sister Deanna Glenn sends us in to please pray for my brother and sister-in-law and their son's family. Their grandson, 11 years old, committed suicide yesterday, and they are not Christians. So we certainly want to pray for that situation, that family, that God will just help them some way. I know He's more than able to do that. Let's just pray for them this morning. The Manley family says to please pray for the Ward family in Maryland for a healing touch, especially for 14-year-old Houston. So let's remember that prayer request as we pray today. Brother Carter Lawson says to remember my niece. She has an urgent unspoken prayer request that we just want to commit unto the Lord. Brother Terry Horn sends this in. He received an email from Brother Tony. I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce that last name, in Tanzania. He attends a Uganda church, which I visited three different times. A few of the disgruntled members have trumped up some false charges and accusations against the pastor there, gotten the government involved. They're trying to get the church shut down, an assembly of 200 or 300 people. So we want to pray that the Lord would just be mindful. That He's able to take care of that situation. We just committed unto the Lord this morning. All the unspoken prayer requests, I know there's many needs among us today. You have something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you know God is bigger than all your problems? He's more than able to meet your needs. Do you appreciate what He's done for you so far? Do you appreciate where He's brought you from? Do you appreciate where He's brought you to? Are you really looking forward to where He's taking you to? Amen. What a mighty God we serve this morning. Let's stand. Appreciate Brother Daniel Nunley this morning. God bless our brother as he comes to lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests.
Amen. Like what Brother David said last night, He's not just God, but He's my God. He's my healer. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. I appreciate Him this morning, don't you? Let's take these needs to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to say first of all, how much I love You, God. How much I appreciate You. How much we thank You for this congregation, for these people. God, we praise You for our pastor. Praise You for those people over the internet, in different countries, wherever they may be, that's listening to this service today. Now, God, we come into Your presence. God, we pray for these requests, these needs, every one of them that was called out this morning. Oh, God, I pray that You move. Sister Sharon, the young boy, God, that committed suicide, that family. God, I pray somehow that You'll turn around for Your good. Heavenly Father, for this congregation, this assembly, so many needs that was called out. But God, there's nothing that You can't handle. God, we place it into Your hands. God, we pray even now that You'll be with our pastor. God, as he's on a trip, give him rest, Lord Jesus, for his body. And God, pray for this congregation that You'll keep us under the shadow of the cross. God, that we'll be faithful. For those that visit them with us today, I pray that You'll bless them, Heavenly Father. God, we now commit this service into Your hands. God, be with Brother David, give him the words that you have them say. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Daniel, God bless you. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor with us in the service today, we want to welcome you. Glad to have all of you here, those that are streaming this service. We pray this service will be a great blessing to those folks as well. Ask Brother Brown. God bless his heart. Brother Joel. We love that guy right there, don't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. He's going to help us sing a song this morning. Somebody requested that we sing this song. And it's a good song because it says simply, be bold and be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Now, a week from Tuesday, we're facing Election Day. We don't know who's coming in, who's going out. We don't know who's going to be killed in the process. Somebody liable to get murdered if they don't vote right. You don't know. But I know this. It's time for God's people to stand up and be bold. Be strong, because our King, who's never tasted defeat, he's in charge of everything. Do you believe him with all your heart? Give him a hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord. You love him with all your heart. Play a little bit of it, guys, while we try to sing it.
Take your land. Are you ready to take this land?
to possess your land. For the Lord thy God is with thee.
You gotta be bold.
You gotta be strong.
The camp one more time, Brother Joel. Tell somebody.
Run into the camp. Tell everybody that you know you gotta make preparation and be ready.
Yes, you do.
Run into the camp. Tell everybody, get ready.
Yes,
get
Lord.
Ready now. Ready to take your land.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready to take your land?
Oh,
are you ready to possess your land? For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold.
Be bold.
Be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold.
Be strong. For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Don't you be dismayed.
Walk in faith and victory.
You gotta
walk in faith and victory.
You gotta
walk in faith and victory.
For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Bless you. Well, you're just singing so good this morning. I tell you the truth. I don't know what to do with you. We'll let you be seated. We're going to have three songs this morning. I believe we can work them all in without any problem whatsoever. Sister Cindy, Sister Anna, Brother Justin, and Sister Lindsay. All of you come onto the platform. Can't kill any time this morning. We've got to be punctual and get right with the program. Where's Sister Cindy and Sister Anna at? Are they here? There they come. They're slow, but they're getting here. God bless their hearts. Give them a nice hand as they all come to the platform this morning. Sister Cindy, Sister Anna, if you all go ahead and sing. Sister Lindsay, if you would sing then. I want Brother Justin to sing Chain Breaker just as Brother David gets ready to come and bring us the word of the Lord this morning. We're going to have a good time here today.
Amen.
I hope you've come to have church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give him one more hand as he's ready to sing.
Worthy is the sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song.
first began to walk with the Lord, I did not fully trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So through the valley He led me, afraid. Felt His loving arms embracing me. How could I ever doubt a God whose hands hold the universe? And why would I ever question His ability? There's no place that I can go where He doesn't know the things that trouble me. Always aware of where I am and what I need. 'Cause I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me.
Check on the devil. He might run out of this building here in a minute. This song right here is It's one of those songs, to me, it's never going to get old. And Louis said to do it good this time, so I'm going to try my best. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out by the same old fight. We run to things we know just ain't right. But let me tell you, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Chainbreaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. You got pain, well, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. Got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom, we're saving. He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom, or if you need saving, well, he's a prison shaking savior. And if you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker.
Praise God. Boy, it makes me feel like having church today. Amen. I think there was some chains broke here last night. If there's any left over today, he'll just go ahead and take care of the rest of it. Ain't nothing he can't do. Ain't no need too great. Ain't no need too small that he can't come and make a way for us. Amen. Matter of fact, that's why I'm here today. He made a way for me to be here. Amen. I ain't always wore this suit. We're human beings. But beneath all that humanity, there's a seed of God there that cries out for more of Him. Praise God. Amen. While you're standing with us today, we're going to go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23. We're going to look at verse 14. Verse 13. We'll read down to verse 17 this morning. Then I want to read a statement to you. Now the message, Feast of the Trumpets. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 13. And three of the 30 chief went down, and came to David in the harvest time, unto the cave of Adullam, the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed. It means desired. He craved, a painful desire. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three mighty men, watch the Bibles, he talks about these men. Three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem. That was by the gate. They took it and they brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but he poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of men that went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. Amen. In the Feast of the Trumpets, Brother M tells us, the big 50 days has passed over. The Pentecostal feast has passed over seven Sabbaths. He said, "Are you listening?" And the congregation says, "Amen." Under the sixth trumpet, the Pentecostals reject the Bible. The lukewarm, not only Pentecostals, but all the rest. The church world rejects Christ and he's put on the outside. And the same seal, rather, when it was opened to show Jesus on the outside of the church, trying to get back in at the same time. And Brother Abraham says, the trumpet sounds for the Jews and the Jews recognize the atonement. Oh, glory, hallelujah, oh my. Now watch what he says. The Holy Spirit has been bound by these denominational rivers for almost 2,000 years. But it's to be loosed in the evening time by the evening time message. The Holy Spirit back in the church again. Now watch who it's going to be in these mighty men. Christ Himself revealed in human flesh. In the evening time, He said it. He promised it. Amen. I'd like to use this for a subject this morning. The King's desire. The King's desire. Let's just bow our hearts now. The King's desire. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we are able to come into this place today with thanksgiving in our hearts, and Lord, how that we've sang, Lord, and expressed our love and gratitude toward You. We're asking that You would just come now, Lord, for the most important part of any service, and that's the breaking of the bread of life. May You come, Lord, and may You not just anoint me, but Lord, we all want to be anointed. I pray, Lord, that You would just catch us all up together in heavenly places in Christ this morning. And Lord, may we just bind the enemy. May we lock him outside of this building now. Lord, that our thoughts and our minds could just be centered. They can just be focused on You today. And Lord, for those, Lord, that are streaming and listening to this service, we ask, Lord, that You would just move where they're at. Some is sick, not able to be here. I ask, Lord, that You would go where they're at. May the warmth of the Holy Spirit move upon them. Lord, help us that we can look within the Scripture today. Lord, and help us not just to see the prophet, Lord, not just being able to see, Lord, different parts of the Scripture, but let me see myself in the Word. Help me to recognize, Lord, I got something to do. I must believe in this hour. Lord, we ask that You would come now. Take control, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may have your seats for a few moments. The King's desire. The King's desire. I'm sure this thought has been looked at many times, but I want to take it from this angle of the desire that the King would have and take these men of David and just take and show you what the prophet said concerning these men. And I've been listening to the message, "Why Little Bethlehem?" And of course we all know why that God chose Bethlehem and those things that the prophet laid out. And I wanted to try to take and bring this parallel if I can. And I want to use it from some statements that Brother Branham is making concerning you and I. In the Pergamon church age, Brother Branham said, "I want you to notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until first it was showed to Him by the Father." That's John 5:19. This harmony now is to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his word of life. She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, watch Brother Brown now, if the seed be planted, the water will raise it again. And here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride, as it was in Mary. He said, the bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. She performs the command of the word in his name, for she has, thus saith the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit, and then it comes to pass. Like a seed that's planted in the water, it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Those in the bride do only his will, and no one can make them do otherwise. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the works, fulfilling his own word. He did not complete all of his work while he was here in his earthly ministry. So now he works in and through the bride. She knows that, for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must do now. But he will now fulfill through that bride the work which was left for this specific time. We know that Brother Ram brings a parallel of that story of these mighty men of David. And he brings it right down to the time that we are living in right now. And we know scripturally, we know prophetically, that we are living in the closing moments of the Gentile dispensations. There is no more ages after this. There's no more church ages to come. Brother, this is the final scene of the play. Amen. And we know that living in this time, we are aware that by scripture, by prophecy, that we are living in the time of the harvest. We have come through the fall. We've come through the winter. We've seen the resurrection of the spring. We've actually sit underneath the moire, the teaching rain. But now that time is over. We've come to the time of the harvest. And we know that this is the hour that has been promised throughout all the scripture. Every type of the Bible is made manifest right before us today. Every scriptural type that laid in the Old Testament is coming to pass right before our eyes today. We are living in a time where the Lamb has come and he's took the book out of the right hand of him that has sit on the throne. And not only has he took the book, but we've seen a mighty angel that has descended in this hour with that same book that was closed is now open in the hand of the angel. And we know this is the hour that that book comes down and he gives it to the seventh angel, and the seventh angel takes that book and he begins to reveal it to the people. And I believe we're the people that are the recipients of this book. This is the hour that the word has come to, not just a partial restoration. We are not just in a partial deliverance, but he's bringing a total deliverance. And we're living in an hour that we have come to now, that the completeness of the word has come into a full restoration. And now it's embodied in a living group of people who is standing where no other age has ever been able to stand. Hallelujah! We're standing in a time, oh my, where no other people's been able to see and look upon what you and I have been blessed to look upon. And we're not just any people, we're not just another group, we're not just another church, but I want to say this, we're not just another Gentiles, we're elected Gentiles. Not just any Gentile, but I'll say, we are those who has been elected. We are those who have been called by Almighty God. We are those who are predestinated. We are those who are chosen by God. I challenge you to believe that today. Oh, we are those people who was all caught up in the grip of denomination and organization. But we are those Gentiles who heard the voice of the seventh angel. We've been called out of Laodicea. We've been called out of the darkness in this hour. We've been called out of all kinds of creeds and dogmas. And we've come into the fresh kill, the man of the Word of God. Oh my, we've been called out of every system from every walk of life. And we know that we are not just people. We are the allotted Gentiles that has come down now at the climax of the seven ages. Oh glory. And we are the last Gentiles. We are not just Gentiles. It's a special group. It's a special people. Living in a special hour. A supernatural time where God's going to move in a supernatural way on a supernatural church.
given her supernatural power to overcome the wiles of the devil in this hour. Oh, we're the last Gentiles who's going to hear from God like no other age has been able to hear from God. Oh, notice in the scripture how that the scripture says these are mighty men. These are mighty men. And I want to say this. We're not just another people. We are mighty Gentile warriors. Oh, we're not just... David had a lot of warriors that fought with him from time to time. But we're not just top with any, just any of David's men. We are those men who heard the desire of the king. Oh God, let me say this. We're the warriors that are fighting for the king. Oh, David had some men, some Gentiles, who just heard the desire of the king, and these men caught the revelation. That's who we are. We're the people who's caught the revelation of the hour. We're the Gentiles who's standing here believing the word of God for this day. Oh, to stand. No other church has been able to stand and look upon what you and I is able to look upon, and the understanding and the revelation's coming now. Oh, how blessed we are to be able to see it. Brother Bram tells us the message, marriage and divorce, as I lay my foundation. David said, David, just a little fella. Oh, but they seen, listen to this. They seen the man was in him. They seen that God was in him. And they knowed he was coming into power someday. Amen, somebody. These men recognized that David was anointed king. Now let me lay this out. David had not been crowned king. But David was the anointed king. But David is going to be crowned king. It's already been written. It's already been prophesied by the prophet Samuel that David was going to be king one day. But to be king, you've got to receive a crown to be king. Oh, he says, they seen that God was with him. They knowed he was coming to power. And once, oh, listen about these men. Abraham says, one slew them other five brothers of Goliath. Hallelujah. Not just any men, mighty men. Men who took the rest of them giants. Oh, I feel like preaching that this morning. That same anointing that was upon David got over on these men. That same anointing that was on the anointed king had got over on these men. And there wasn't no man too big. There wasn't no job too big. Wasn't no enemy too great that these men wasn't willing to stand there and fight. Oh yeah, Goliath had some brothers, but these mighty men took care of them. He fought these five brothers of Goliath single-handed. One killed 300 men. When some of the women was picking some beans for dinner and the army had gone away, he took a spear, killed 300 men. Philistines, you talking about character, why? They stayed right with David. They stayed right by David. They know the anointing was upon him. Oh, hallelujah! They know the anointing was upon David. The anointing was upon that word. The anointing was upon that king, and they know that king, though it looked like that there was no way it could happen in a time of impossibility, they had a special revelation that David was going to be crowned king, and they stood right beside David. Oh, they stood right by David. They know the anointing was upon him. They know he was coming into power. Oh, can you say amen for that? We know he's coming into power. And Brother Bram says a pure picture of the church today that'll stand by the word. We know it's going to be made vindicated. We know it's coming into power someday. Although he was a fugitive from the rest of the nations, but they knowed he was coming into power. We know he's coming into power. We know they knowed it, and we know he's coming into power. So we take that word and stand right there, no matter what it cost. If we have to cut Philistines, jump into a pit and kill a lion, as one did, we'll go anyhow, because that's the way God designed it to be. We're not just at this place by chance. We're not just living in this moment by chance. This is designed by Almighty God. But I I wasn't just chosen to live in any hour. You wasn't just chosen to live in any day. I was designed by God to live in this time, to live in this day, to stand for this moment, to stand by our King that's come into power. Men, according to Scripture, that would be set apart. Think about it. The Scripture the Scripture on purpose sets these men apart and calls them mighty men. Men that the Word would exalt to such a place, such a position. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God's not just going to have people in this hour. He's going to have mighty people. Not just a church. He's going to have a mighty church. He's not going to have a bunch of weak and old fogy church that can't hardly get from one day to the next. He's going to have some victorious people. He's going to have some overcoming people. He's going to have some people who's going to take that word. If they've got to go to the enemy's camp, so be it. We'll go to the enemy's camp. Mighty people. For the Scripture says that we're a chosen people. You believe that? Oh, 1 Peter says it like this concerning you and I, that you are a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in times past we were not a people, but we are now the people of God, which obtained mercy. Oh, my, which had not attained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Notice Peter says, we're a chosen people, which means we are elected. We're chosen by God to obtain salvation in Christ. We are Christians that's chosen or elect. The Messiah in call, the elect. We are been appointed by God to the most exalted office conceivable. Not just a reformed age, not another age of reformation, but a people who's been restored back to the original word. Amen. Back to the original seed. What is the original seed? A spoken word is the original seed, and we're restored back to that original. It means the best of its kind of class applied to certain individual Christians. Hallelujah. Oh, He's calling us today. We've been handpicked for this day. I've been handpicked for this moment. I've been called for this hour. I've been called to live in this day. I couldn't have lived any other day. He saw me overcoming in this age. He saw you victorious. He saw you triumph over the enemy in this age. Can you handle that today? Can you handle me calling you that? You're a chosen people. Not only are you a priesthood, you're a royal priesthood. How can Gentiles, which had no covenant with God, a people that was not even worthy of the gospel, is that all right? How can a people with no rights, with no covenant with God, how can they be called and exalted so high? It's because of not who I am. It's who I've always was. Because who I am sometimes differs and it looks different from who I always was. Hallelujah, somebody. That's why we disagree with nearly every denomination. They say that when the rapture takes place, you're getting a body of the future. But only in this hour did a prophet come and say, you're not getting a body of the future. You're getting a body that was made eternal in the heavens. Brother, don't you see we're standing where no other hour has been able to see the revelation that you and I see in this hour. Oh, through the Word, we found our place. By the Word, we found our position. Amen. Now watch, because the Scripture said, which in times past, we were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have attained, which not attained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. In times past, we were not a people. Come on, somebody. But we are now the people of God. That means for this present occasion, God has chosen us for this time right here. These men of David are... Oh my, these men, Abraham types them as Gentiles that has come under the king's command. He types them, according to the Scripture, as men that had followed David all the way to the end. Glory. But I begin to think, where did these men come from to be able to come to this place and to find that, just follow me, there's been a transition of power and there's been a prophet that has anointed a man to come to a position that is greater than man's choice, which was Saul. But watch, but we move past man's choice and we come to God's choice. Where did these men come from that they're not under the administration of Saul, but they are chosen men who comes to serve underneath David? Bible says it like this, watch very closely, in 1 Samuel 22 and 1. And David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And when his brethren, glory, when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him. And everyone, now watch these men, and every one of them, what, that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, glory to God, gathered themselves together, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Look at these men that starts following David. They was men of distress. They was men that was bound with a debt that they could not pay. Come on, somebody. They was men that was discontented. Oh, don't you see the picture today? That sounds like you and I. People that was under distress. People who was in bondage and in debt, a debt we could not pay. But we started following David. And by the time David got done with them, they went from men of debt to mighty men of valor. Hallelujah! They went from sissies to mighty men. Hallelujah! They went from men with pressures and debts and sickness and disease. But when David got done with them, they was mighty men, mighty Gentile warriors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you think about that. You started out as a sinner in debt, bound with all kinds of sin, bound with all kinds of doubts, all kinds of unbeliefs. But after Jesus got a hold of you, and because he's got a power to transform. I said he's got a power of transformation. He can transform you from an old Gentile. Amen. Dressed in rags to the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Almighty God. Amen, somebody. Oh, you and I, the way I started is not the way I'm going to finish. The way I started in this thing ain't the way we're finishing. I started out just an old sorry Gentile. When I got done, I was a mighty Gentile warrior. Brother, whenever I got to hanging around David, amen, I got to seeing the anointing that was upon David, how David could stand, how David could win, how David could march, how David could fight. I got some of that anointing over on me, and it began to transform me into a mighty warrior for God. For Peter said, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Which, oh, listen to this. Now I have obtained mercy. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good. Because I obtained mercy. I said it was mercy that changed my life. It was mercy that rewrote my life. It was grace that picked me up. It was grace that transformed me and brought me to what he called me to be. Grace picked me up and carried me back to what I was called to be. Paul says it like this in Ephesians 1. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, and we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ according to the good pleasures of his will, of His will. It wasn't my will, wasn't your will, ain't the pastor's will. It was God's will for you to come to this. Don't you see it was God's will that David would have some mighty Gentile warriors? It was God's will that done it. To the praise of the glory of His grace. Listen to this. Wherein He has made me. I wasn't acceptable, but He made me acceptable. Talking about a power transformation. I was not acceptable. He made, glory to God. Through Christ, He made me. Because of His grace, because of His mercy that we have obtained as Gentiles, we was not a worthy people, but He made us worthy to serve Him. For if He made us accepting the beloved. The word made means to be highly favored, to make accepted, to make, not that you was, to make graceful. You wasn't lovely. You wasn't charming. You weren't even agreeable. You couldn't even agree with yourself. Whew, thank you, Lord. That's a good one right there. Amen. The worst argument you'll ever have is with yourself. Because you ain't never going to win. Amen. We was unlovely. Oh, our uncomely parts. Oh, my. You think about it, friends. We was not agreeable. But He made me agreeable. What did God have to do for us? He had to pursue with grace. He can pass me with His favor to honor me with His blessings. Oh, He transformed us. I don't know about you, but I wasn't graceful, but He made me into this. Then Paul picks it up like this in chapter 2 of Ephesians. And you hath He quickened who was dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past you walked according to the rest of this world. Amen, somebody. According to the prince of the power of air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience. We was not the children of disobedience. But at one time we was disobedient children. Among whom also we all had our conversation times past. Just see if this was you. Lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by, not by seed now, but by nature. By seed I was elected. By seed I was predestinated. By seed I was chosen of God. But by nature I had the same nature when I came to this world just like you did. Our nature was the children of wrath. Here's the difference. But He's a God who is rich in mercy. Oh, He can be rich in a lot of things. He's not just rich in monetary things. But when it comes to, notice, when David began to describe God, he said He's a God who is rich in mercy. For His great love wherein He loved us. Even so, when we were dead in sins, He's quickened us. Who and has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. And He's raised us up together. And made us to sit together in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. That's my position. Brother Bram said, my position is in Christ. He has quickened me. He has raised me. He has made me. He's accepted me. I've been accepting the beloved because of what He's done for me. Oh my. Here David has some men. The scripture depicts to us as the prophet brings this thought to us. And he says, I want you to notice. Now, the Bible tells us it was the time of harvest when these Gentiles was following David. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel 23:13, and three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time. So here, during the harvest, three warriors come to David. These Gentile warriors, they hadn't just been sitting around now. They ain't just been just waiting for what happens. But at this point of the scripture, they had been fighting. And the scripture tells us and gives us a synopsis of what these men have been doing. And I want to tell you, they've been fighting some things. But not only have they been fighting, they've been overcoming. Brother Bram says it like this, man can turn the light. And during this time, being a fugitive from his people, talking about David, He picked up many gallant Gentiles. And one of them killed 800 men. One day with a spear and a sword. Another one jumped into a pit, killed a lion on a snowy day. And they was gathering the lentil, which was beans or peas, something like that. And all of them run away. And he stood. And he stood. When everybody else, during the harvest time, was turning away. I said when people was walking away from the word of God that's been revealed in this hour, this man stood. For that preaches all by itself. When people in this hour is turning their back away from the gospel, turning their back away from the message of the hour, God had a man, God's got a people, God's got an elected number who's going to stand when everybody else turns around. If they leave, let them leave. I'm standing here for the cause of the gospel. If they quit, let them quit. I'm standing for this message. He stood and killed men till his arm got tired. They also killed those giant brothers of Goliath. I'm preaching about somebody today. I'm talking about men who's fighting some giants in their lives. I'm talking about men who's fighting some big things. Men that's battling, people, women, young people who's standing in this hour. Not just walking, not just wondering, standing. For Paul said, having done all to stand, let us stand. He killed those giant brothers of Goliath. Gallant men holding to David. These are the kind of people that follows David. Not wimps. Not mama's boys. Not skirt tail holders. Come on, somebody. Hang on now. Not people that's all wrapped up in fear. I'm just telling you, this is what Brother M taught. These men were gallant men. And Brother M said they took a knave and killed Goliath's brothers. They heard that David killed Goliath. And they said the same anointing that's on the... Oh, come on now. The same spirit that was on Jesus that raised him from the dead. That same spirit's on me. It's going to quicken me. Brother, I want to say, if that's the same spirit that's on my Lord, I got the same spirit he did. And cannot the word do the same thing every time? If you can appropriate the faith to believe it, the word of God will do the same thing every time. Hallelujah. Not a bunch of people feared, cowered down, lying in a foxhole somewhere. But brother, these are gallant men, Gentile warriors. They'd heard how David had overcome Goliath. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the acts of Almighty God. Amen. And that same anointing got over on them. And they seen Goliath's brothers. And let me say this, because they know that that victory stood that day, that that same God was walking and talking in them. That same warrior had been born and birthed inside of them, and they're willing to stand and fight. Oh, I hope today somebody in this building is willing to stand and fight. They've been fighting some giants of their own. And Brother Ram takes that event of David's mighty men and brings that type right down to this hour. Amen. Now watch. David had been anointed as the king in Bethlehem. And Bethlehem is the house. Glory! It's the house of God's bread. Brother, if you're going to feed from the bread of God, you got to do it in Bethlehem. Oh, glory. So fitting. It's the bread of Bethlehem. Oh, my. Couldn't you imagine why it had to be? Why little Bethlehem? Brother Ann says, why? Why little Bethlehem? Because Brother Ann said that was the bread place of the world. And what a better fitting place could it be? That in Bethlehem was born David's son, which was Jesus Christ, which was the house of God's bread. For Jesus said, take my body, for it is bread. Eat of it. Amen. Jesus is the bread center of all the world. Amen, somebody. And here David, being God's anointed, yet not come to be crowned king, but was anointed king. Watch now. That he brought this time where he had been driven out because of the jealousy among his churches, his brethren. Amen, somebody. And because of jealousy, David had become, Brother Ram uses this terminology, if you'll look it up, David had become a fugitive to his own place. He was a fugitive from his own town. Oh my. He was a fugitive from his own family. A fugitive from his own brethren. Born in Bethlehem. Anointed in Bethlehem. But now he's a fugitive from Bethlehem. And Brother Ram tells us it like this, and there's a man can turn a lot. They're topping David, which was a fugitive at the time of the excommunicating from his people. He was turned out. And Bethlehem was besieged. And the Philistines was garrisoned around Bethlehem. Again, he says, what time are we living in? Oh, I love this quote. What time are we living in? What's the sign that God said he would show last before it come to pass? What was the things he said? Israel, oh, listen now. Watch him now. Talking about the fig tree in Israel. How that when Jesus said, when you see the fig tree putting forth its buds, you know that summer is nigh. And a summer is a type of the rapture. And he's letting you know when you see that season, when you see that hour, when you see Israel getting ready, the rapture is at hand. He says, what time are we living in? What was the things he said? Israel in her place over yonder. The fig tree restoring its herself back again. Look, everything just exactly setting in line. Brother, you may think things is just a mess and everything's out of line. I differ from you. It's exactly in line. Amen. And this message I was listening to this morning, Brother Ram said, oh my, notice it's setting itself in line. And Brother Ram said, here David was. He was anointed king. And Brother Ram says, who cares who becomes president? We know who the king is. But what's it matter? Who gets it? If you get the king, yes, let me have the king. Look at everything just exactly setting in line. Oh my, that almost sounds prophetic this morning. Setting a line of the church. The church in the Laodicea condition. Jesus on the outside, a fugitive to his own church, just as David was up above Bethlehem. A fugitive from his own people. A fugitive. And Christ, the Bible said, in the last days, was a fugitive to his own people. There in Revelation, the third chapter of the Laodicea age that we're living in, Christ is on the outside knocking, Brother Ram says, trying to get in. A fugitive to his own people. But these men didn't see fugitive. These men could only see the revelation of king. That's the difference maker. They knew David was coming into power one day. And they chose to stand with David. Even though they'd have to stand alone sometimes. Preaching to you now, come on somebody. They know they had to stand by themselves sometimes. Yeah, they're going to be looked at strange sometimes. But they're standing by David. Even though it looked as if David had been defeated. And it looked like the world was going to take over. And it looked like Satan was going to be victorious. It looked like David was going to be overcome. But even though, no matter what it looked like, even though every circumstance was against them, hallelujah, they chose to stand beside David. It was during that time of the harvest. It was during that time of wars and rumors of wars. It was during that time that David had a desire in his heart. Oh, watch where it comes in now. And they were so close to David. These men were so in tune with David. Oh, how can I say it to make you see it? They become so one with the word of the hour. They become anointed with his desire. Glory to God. Even though there was a great challenge before them, they didn't care how big the challenge was. They was only interested in fulfilling the king's desire. Brother Lamb says a perfect picture of Revelation 3. Brother Lamb said, Christ on the outside. For it said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. What he's saying is, if the door becomes open, I'll have communion with you. Think about it. The king was designed for a time of communion. Oh God. Just like as he did with Abraham after the battle. After the battle, he had communion with Abraham. I feel the Holy Spirit. I said the last thing that Elohim did with Abraham was he had communion. Brother, we are living in the hour of the repeating of the Son of Man ministry, which has come to life in this hour. I can prove that to you by your Bible. What's the last thing that Elohim did with Abraham? Had communion. What's the last thing Jesus did with his disciples? Had communion. What's the last sermon Brother Branham preached? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Underneath communion, we commune with the King because we want to know His desires. He's a fugitive standing outside his own church. Oh, where one time David would be welcome, he's been set outside. And besides having David, they've took it in creeds. They've taken in dogmas. They've got church programs. They got men standing in the place of God. I'm preaching somebody. I'm talking about in this hour right now. And I want to say this because they have accepted something else. They've made him a fugitive from his own church. I may get tough for a minute, but hang on somebody. He's a fugitive from his own people. Instead of drinking from the well of Bethlehem, they've turned, Brother Ham said, to some stagnated cistern of yesterday. Amen! Some old water of days gone by. They refuse the water from the well of Bethlehem. Amen! They won't accept him as Hebrews 13:8. They won't accept him as Revelation 10:1 through 7. They want to tell us that, oh, healing, signs, miracles, that's just for the apostles in days gone by. Come on, somebody. They don't want Acts 2:38 in their church because they don't like the way it makes them act. But he called it Acts, and I just want to be a part of the Acts. Amen, somebody. They think Malachi 4, oh, that's just John the Baptist. Luke 17:30 is not for this day. Amen. Stagnated cisterns. They've drinking from a water that has decomposed and it's ruined in their souls and taking them straight to the lake of fire. Well, that may sound tough today, but I don't think you can get too tough when you're talking about something the devil's pulled the wool over the eyes of not just people of the world, but people right around their message that accept some doctrine over Jesus Christ. They'll accept some man and put him between them and God. Amen, somebody. They want to be called Two Souls. They want to be called Perusia. They want to be called Thunders. They want to have a name. Brother, let me say this. I want the desire of the King inside my heart. I don't want another man. I don't want another system. I don't want another well. I want the well from Bethlehem. Oh, I feel him driving me this morning. If I had 10,000 voices, I couldn't say it loud enough. They made him a fugitive from his own church. I gotta bring it home. Can't leave it underneath organizations. Can't leave it outside this ranks. What do you think these people has turned their back on this message? What do you think they've done? They made him a fugitive. Fugitive! Oh, but don't you see? The only thing you've done is separate yourself further from David. Oh my, I'll tell you why. Because of the hour we're living in where God was going to send David among us through the ministry of the Son of Man, which was going to be a manifestation of God through a vindicated prophet. Through the office of a vindicated prophet. They turned down Christ. Now he's become foreign to them. The fugitive. Oh, but during the first pull and the second pull of his ministry, oh, how with open arms they welcomed the signs and the wonders and the fishes and the loaves, as we say. Oh my, how they welcome it. Oh, please come heal our sick. Come and help our people that's needful. Come among us underneath first and second pull. They wanted their names called out. They wanted to hear it. They wanted to sign the hand. Oh, but that was only bait on the hook, Brother Ram said. That was only something to attract the people's attention, but it wasn't an attention to try to get them just to recognize what God can do in a great way, but they was trying to get them to recognize that David, the ministry of the Son of Man, was standing in our midst. And the Pentecostals rejected the message of the hour. Oh, how they loved him under Son of God. They loved him under ministry of Son of God. They loved the breaking of the bread, but when he moved, when the seven seals come open and he moves from Son of God ministry to the Son of Man ministry and Christ begin to unveil himself and let his mystery become known, that's when they rejected him. Brother, I'm preaching the message. Present stage of my ministry. Oh man, he tells us through the message how that the shuck is pulled back. But brother, if the shucks is pulled back, it's got to reveal something. Who's it going to reveal? Some Gentile warriors. Some Gentiles who's going to stand. Some Gentiles who's going to believe. Brother Rim said, the only thing I know that the wheat has to do, he said that wheat's got to lay in the presence of the sun to ripen and to mature. Amen. And now here comes David during the time of the harvest. And these Gentile warriors are now, they're coming to David. And while his ministry had been rejected, they hear David say something. Watch the timing. After the rejecting of the word of God for this day, David begins to express something that he hadn't expressed before. That now, oh God, now that he's coming to the climax, he's coming to the paramount of his ministry, now he begins to sigh something and breathe something for his lips he hasn't said before. If I could just have a drink. If I could just have a drink. I remember, Brother Ram says at that point right there is where David wrote Psalms 42, as the deer panted for the water, so does my soul hunger for you. Brother Bam said it was when David was at the Cave of Adullam. It's where he writes Psalms 42. Watch. After the word had been rejected, now his soul is calling out for something. The word was calling for the word. Now he's looking for a revelation to match his revelation. David was fed up with those old waters of stagnation. But oh, in the point of harvest time, Verbum says the sun was shining real hot down on David. Because that's when the wheat begins to mature, is when the sun begins to shine. And it was during that season, during that time, that David began to remember. Oh God, hallelujah. David began to remember. Oh God, somebody help me. He began to remember the water. He began to remember there's something promised for this day. He begins to remember there's somebody who's going to stand. He begins to remember the water from the well of Bethlehem. When the tassel and the shucks was drying up, David began to remember. He don't want just any water. He wants a water that can match the thirst. Oh God. He wants a water that can match the thirst, the desire, the longing of his soul. He wants a soul to match his soul. He wants a people who's hungry for the revelation of God's word. He's wanting some of that original water. But the problem was, it wasn't going to be easy. Now let me preach to you now. It ain't going to be easy. Yeah, you're going to fight some battles. You're going to go through some stuff. They was some Philistines that was blocking the well. Can I preach this? It was during the time of the harvest that the enemy was coming against them the greatest. Come on, somebody. Under the breaking of the seals, there's been a supernatural demons released. And now they're standing between you and the well. Under the ministry of the rejection of the word, when Christ has been put outside the church, is when Gentile warriors begin to raise up. I said there's a New Testament church that's rising up. Brother Raymond, why a little Bethlehem in a hurry? He said, if I only had a drink, listen to this, inside of him cried out. What Brother Raymond said this mystery was the mystery that was hid in his heart. Glory! And from his own being, he began to cry out. If I could only drink once more from that well at Bethlehem. Listen to this statement. This is why I preach this. His desire was a commandment to those who loved him. It's not just a social religion, not some social gospel they come around, but when they heard him say this from his being, his desire, just his desire, his sigh of his desire, if I could just have a drink. They heard him. They heard that revelation and something stuck inside of them. If the king wants, the king will get. Whatever his desire is, it's become my desire. His desire was a commandment to those who loved him. Remember, his soul was crying for a drink of water. His soul was. And those who loved him, his least desire was a command. Again, why little Bethlehem 63? David hears a type of Christ in Bethlehem because Christ is David's son. Oh, listen to this. And David's crying for a drink of water and his desire was a command. I said to those who loved him, three of those men, watch this. The first thing that happens under the ministry of the Son of Man, during the time of the harvest, when the shucks is pulled away, here is some Gentiles that hears the desire of David's heart. And when he decides what he wants, they pull the sword. First pull and second pull has went by. Come on, somebody. And now the king's sword has come down into the hands. Come on, church. Under the ministry of the Son of Man, the anointing is fell. And when they see him desiring this, they pull the sword. Those men pulled their swords and fought 15 miles of men down to that city. Watch. While others fought keeping, them were gallant fighting men. Those Philistines, twice their size, some of them. But it was during that time the king had a desire. In a time where it looked impossible, there's no way that anybody's ever going to have a rapture. It's impossible that anybody's going to leave here like this. But where there was impossibility with man, there's impossibility with God. Where it looks like there's circumstances blocking the way of man, there's no circumstance considered when it comes to God. That's what Brother Ram said. Oh my. During this time, they were so one with the king, it became a personal ambition to fulfill the king's desire. Amen, church. Now watch. And for the last 50-something years, we've been fighting our way to that well. Brother, you want to know why it's been so hard? You're fighting a lot of Philistines. We've fought our way to this well. We have fought off spirit after spirit. We fought off depression and all kinds of things of the world. We have fought them off. Amen, somebody. What are we fighting for? We're trying to fulfill the king's desire. We're trying to manifest the word. We fought all kinds of Philistines. I say we've slayed some things. Some of them got slayed last night in this building. We've slayed some polygamy Philistines. We've slayed some two-soul Philistines. We've slayed some return ministry Philistines. We've slayed some two-soul doctrines. I'm just having fun now. Hang on. We've slayed some things around this message. And we fought our way back to the original well. Brother, we fought our way back to this well. We fought our way all the way down to this place. We get down there. We take this bucket and we throw it down in that well. And we've let it down in there. Oh my, I feel the pool. Something's on the end of this. I said something's on the end of this. We've studied one sermon after another, and finally we kept dropping our bucket down the well until finally the bucket become full. Because he filled all in all. Then we started dragging this bucket back up. Come on, somebody. I said there's some pressure on this rope. There's some pressure against that well, and that old bucket's just dragging up the side of that well. Amen! Until finally, after 15 miles of fighting, glory, your eyes beholds the king's desire. Well, I think we should just give up and just quit. Are you kidding me? You mean after all this fighting, all these years, you're ready to give up now? Why, the fun ain't even started yet. Glory! Can you imagine them standing there, sweat dripping off of them? Maybe their clothes is wet, they're tired, blood dripping off the end of their sword. Glory. He pulled that bucket up, and they behold the water. Now, listen now. The desire of the king's soul is in these Gentiles' hands. That's just too good, man. Listen, the fulfillment of the king's desire was resting on these men, these Gentile warriors who's standing during the time of the harvest. They've got the manifestation of the word. It's in their hands. Glory. Oh God. What are we going to do now? You want to give up? You want to quit? You want to stop fighting? No odds was considered. They're not considering circumstances. They're not considering how bad the trials are going to be. They're not considering how bad the test is going to be. They're not considering how big the Philistines are going to be. They're anointed with the king's desire. Now listen. And now we're fighting our way back. We're on our way back to the king. We're on our way back to our king. Oh my. Why don't we get discouraged? Just look over in that bucket over there. Why don't we get depressed? Just peek over into that bucket and see that water. Whew. Glory to God. If I get tired, I just got to look in the bucket. If I get down, I'm going to look in the bucket. Glory! When we get sick, just look at the fulfillment of the revelation of the hour. I'm reminded of the king's desires. Whew. I'm running with some water. I'm running with a message. I'm fighting with water. Amen. And I'm making sure there's not one drop of water spilled. Don't miss it now. Not one revelation is going to fall short. Not one manifestation is going to be left void. I'm not spilling one drop of this word. I'm not stopping for nothing. I don't care if they march against us by thousands. We're not stopping. I've got the king's desire. Hallelujah. We've got the water, which means we're packing the revival of the king. I've got the King's revival in me. All the Pentecostals, they thought they had a revival, but the real revival wasn't going to come through the Pentecostals. The real revival was going to come through David's mighty men, mighty Gentile warriors. Them seven thunders was going to awaken the Gentile warriors to the real revival. Hallelujah. What is the real revival? It's the bride's revival. It's the revival of fulfillment. It's the revival of manifestation. Amen! It's the revival the King has been looking for and longed for. It's the revelation He's desired to make His desires known to a people. How does He know how good this water is? Because He's drank it before. And what He drank under the Alpha. Come on, somebody. He's desiring for the manifestation under the Omega. How can these men overcome when the odds is so great against them, when it looks like, man, there's no way, and Satan is bringing every gun that he has and he's pointing and holding it against you? How can we overcome? It's because I'm anointed with the King's desire. They had a revelation within them that they was an invincible army. Oh, I could read the quote to you, but they was an invincible army. They had a revelation that the King was coming into power. And they was anointed with that desire. So therefore, they're anointed with the Spirit of the King. And they've seen David fight. And if he overcome, I can overcome. If he conquered, I can conquer. They're fighting for the King. Don't you see? That's why we've recognized this day. That's the reason revelation is stuck in our hearts. Because we've seen our day. We've seen our message. And we've been anointed in this moment of time. I believe this. And we don't care how many enemies stands in the way. We might as well give the devil fair warning. Nothing's going to stop me from bringing my desire back to my King. We're under the ministry. Think about it. We're under the ministry that the sword has been given. Amen, church. And the only reason I know you got a sword is because you're going to have to do some fighting. And when this message came underneath the third pool and revealed it to you and I, let me tell you, that message that went to get the rainbow trout is because we're going to have to stand and fight. Oh, listen to this. I love this quote. Listen to this statement. Because although Jesus from Bethlehem is the bread of life, He's also the water of life. Glory to God. They're packing Christ. They're packing Christ. He's the water life. Sure He is. And what did He do? Oh God. He was represented in both David and warriors. Really? Really? Think about it. He's not just represented in David. That's waiting. He's represented in every Gentile warrior who's packing that water, that revelation. Christ back to the original place. He's represented in both David and warriors, plural. Warriors. Because He was the King. And He was the warrior who came and broke through the enemy's lines. Oh my. But there's some men know that He was coming King. Revelation chapter 4, Brother Brim says, they stayed right with Him, brother. I mean, you couldn't get them away from Him as they walked on. They were warriors, and when He come into power, you know what He done? He made each one of them a ruler over a certain city. Don't you see Christ there? He that overcomes shall rule over a city. What's what He called us? The overcomers. And today when we see that He's coming in power, Christ is going to rule in this world. Germany, United States. He's going to rule in Germany, United States, and all must fall. Every nation must fall. The kingdoms of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. And He ruled and reigned on them. That's right. We know by revelation, we know He's coming in power. So the least of His desire is a command to us. And then Brother Ram screams this out as our musicians come this morning. Why, little Bethlehem? So rise, you sons and warriors, and let's cut back to our original Bethlehem. Remember when David came to the throne, these men stood by him because they know David was going to be on the throne. And Brother Bram said, underneath that ecclesiastical system, under that Nicolaitan spirit, he said, it went from a doctrine, it's going to become a man, and they're going to crown their king. But the Antichrist is going to be crowned, and he only copies what my God does. Brother Bram says, we're going to crown him. Amen. We're going to crown him King of all kings and Lord of all lords. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. God bless you. Oh, he says, and God's gifts always find their place. Amen. He says, how the Gentiles today, men of honor, men, great men, taking the sword and standing there, cutting their way through to get a fresh drink of water for Christ, our David, which is very unpopular today. But our David, which we know he's coming in power, he's going to tramp every nation under feet like that and rule them with a rod of iron. And real gallant men standing with the Word of God, chopping from one side to the side, fearlessly, because we know he's coming. Amen. Let's bow our hearts this morning, if you will. Praise be to God. We got a revelation. He's coming into power. Brother David, you don't know the trials that we go through. I'm telling you, you're going to have to fight. But that's okay. He's given you something to fight with. He's not left you in this hour helpless where you ain't got nothing to stand with. He's giving you His Word. And you can stand with His Word in this hour. And there ain't nothing sharper than His Word. There ain't no enemy too big. There ain't no problem too great that the Word of God can't pierce through every unbelief, every doubt. He can break through it. He's coming into power. The King's desire. I trust you've got that revelation today. During the time of the harvest, I've got a revelation that I'm going to take, and I'm going to use this Word. I'm going to use this message and allow it to transform me. It's already turned me. I'm not a sinner. It transformed me from a sinner to a saint. That quickening power has already been at work in my life. It's turned me from the world and turned me back heavenly, set my feet in heavenly places. It's already been at work transforming me now. But it's anointing us to stand, anointing us to believe, anointing us to fight. I trust. If you ain't got it, say, Lord, give it to me tonight. I want it on me. Give me the strength that it takes to fight. Give me the courage. Strengthen me to stand and fight in this hour. When there's many that's turned around, many that's quit, many that's give up. Give me the strength. Give me the strength to fight. Oh, Jesus. Lord, you see the hearts of your children this morning. Lord, right here in this building is the very people that I'm preaching about. You're anointed. You're chosen. You're elected people. This special group, this special class is standing right here this morning. Lord, we don't like to pull the sword, but if we have to, we're willing. Because we've got a revelation of the King's desire. And we're going to stand. We're going to stand. Oh my, Lord, when I think of how that the prophet did everything he could to try to bring this message. Scripture titled it and typed it as how he put him outside his church. But he loved him so much. He went and knocked on the door. And Brother Ram tells us in the message, everybody, God, the reason why he was knocking on the door is because he had some predestinated seed down in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he was knocking on the door, not because he's trying to become a part of their church again, but he's knocking on the door to fulfill the scripture, Revelation 18, come out from among her, my people, and be you separated, saith the Lord. Hallelujah! Has some predestinated seed. Oh God, help us. Help us today, Lord. How we are in such need, great need of you today. Fill our cups, Lord. Touch every life. Lord, maybe some's been weakened during this battle back to the well. Maybe they've been weakened on this battle back to the throne, back to the King. Amen! I pray, Lord, send your power among them, Lord. Help us, Lord. Strengthen us, I ask in Jesus' name.
And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand. Brother Harry, would you sing that for us? I don't know about you. I'm thankful I got a revelation of what He wants. I got a revelation of the King's desire, and ain't nothing going to sway me from it. I want to believe. Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
The more I seek You,
hallelujah. Can we worship Him now?
The more I find,
Lord, I'm anointed with Your desire. If I ain't anointed, make me anointed.
The more I find You,
what do You want out of my life? What do You want from me, Lord? Oh God,
the more I love You.
Yes, I do, Lord Jesus. Can we tell Him now?
I want to sit at Your feet, drink from this cup in Your
hand. Help me drink it, Lord.
Lay back against You and breathe.
Oh God.
Feel Your heart beat.
Go ahead, Gentile warrior.
This love is so deep. It's more than I can understand. I rest in Your peace. It's overwhelming. I want to sit at Your feet. Drink from this cup in Your hand. Lay back against You and breathe. Hear Your heart beat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can understand. I rest in Your peace. It's overwhelming. The more I seek You, the more I find You. The more I find You. The more I love You, I want to sit at Your feet, drink from this cup in Your hand, lay back against You and breathe, feel Your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in Your peace, it's overwhelming. I want to sit at Your feet, drink from this cup in Your hand, lay back against You and breathe, feel Your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in Your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek You, the more I find You. Drink from this cup
in Your hand. You can rest in Him, Gentile warriors.
Lay back against You.
That's where Your peace lays at. That's
That's where your strength lays at. That's where your overcoming power lays at. That's where your victory lays at. Trust Him today. Trust Him. Put your faith in Him. Understand. He's coming in the power, brother.
I rest in your peace. It's so overwhelming.
Oh, we'll be still, and God will fight your battles. Be still, and God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you'll just be still. Well, be still. God will fight your battle. Be still. God will fight your battles. Be still. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you'll just believe. Well, keep believing. God will fight your battles. Keep believing. God will fight your battles. Keep believing. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just be still. God will fight your battles. Be still. God will fight your battles. Be still. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just be still. Well, keep believing. God will fight your battles. Well, keep believing. God will fight your battles. Keep believing. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles. Oh, well, keep praying. God will fight your battles. Keep praying. God will fight your battles. Keep praying. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles. If you just, keep on singing. God will fight your battles. Keep on singing. God will fight your battles. Keep on singing. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles. If you, well, keep on preaching. God will fight your, well, keep on preaching. God will fight your battles. Keep on preaching. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles. If you'll just be still. Can we give Him a hand clap of praise today? Praise be to God. What can you say to these things? Keep on believing.
Amen.
Keep on praying.
Amen.
Keep on watching.
Amen.
Keep on singing.
Amen.
Keep on preaching.
Glory.
Before long, we're going to take the crown. Glory to God. And we're going to crown our King. I don't know about you, but I want to be one of them, don't you? I want to crown Him for what He is. Oh, I want all the fighting, all the battling, all the trouble. Won't it be worth it after all? When we stand there on that day, brother and sister, those Philistines, they'll be an afterthought. Goliath's brothers, they won't be nothing to you. You're standing. Amen. Lord, I give You my heart. I give You my soul. Lord, I live for You alone. And every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have Your way. Oh, praise God. Yes, I
give You my soul.
Lord, I give it to You today. Amen.
Have Your way.
Breath that I take, every moment I'm with. Have Your, can you sing that tune now?
Lord, I give You my heart.
Lord, I give You my soul. I wanna live for the King's desire now. Lord, every breath that I take. Jesus, we thank You today for the Word of God. I pray that when we leave this place, may we leave here, Lord, our swords ready to fight if we must fight. We must battle, Lord. Strengthen us for it. Lord, for one day, those soldiers bringing that water back to David, they got within seeing distance of him. God, can't we understand? We're back in seeing distance of our King. Oh God, why would we quit now? Why would we give up now? We've made it all the way back. We're at the finishing of it. Strengthen us, I pray, for the battles that lays ahead. Oh Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, I pray. Bless this congregation as we go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Lord, I give you my heart. I desire your prayers. I'll be leaving this afternoon after service. Next couple of weeks, I'll be heading to Korea. We certainly trust the Lord to help us find that last seed somewhere. Amen. I get back from there. I'll be down in South Africa. Trust the Lord to pray for us. I depend on your prayers. There's times when I feel like I ain't got strength left in my body. And then all of a sudden a supernatural power comes from somewhere. I went, somebody's praying somewhere. Somebody's praying somewhere. Amen. Pray for us as we travel. God bless you. Amen. Oh, to live for you alone in every step. That